Long, it's long. Okay. Now, Kuf, Pei, Aleph, Hilchos Tayin, V'Nitan, V'Eidus. We finish that off, and then we start the halachas of Gneva Gzela. Okay, so Sif Yud Dalet. Anything that a person can benefit from, or he's partial, even if it's a very distance partiality, I don't know whatever the word would be, puzzle, then he is puzzled to say this. Right, so a person has to be really intellectually honest to know whether he has a negius or not. Tesla ksiv asher loy toiv aso b'soich amav, and he didn't do good amongst his nation. V'darshinon ze haba b'harsha, that's somebody who came, he comes b'harsha. Harsha means that he has a, it's harsha is when you have permission to represent somebody. U'misaber al riv loy loy, and then he becomes involved with a fight that doesn't belong to him. Meaning, don't go representing people in the Lady going, shall love you
I'm
alone.
losing you a
If the
little bit.
love of the borrower is very strong for the bottom, and the mouth is scared to give somebody else permission.
Forbidden. Microwave? You think a microwave is knocking the Wi-Fi?
That's what a tech guy told me. Okay, I don't know where we left off. Tesvav?
It
I
wasn't
don't
pause. I think you have to start from the beginning, no?
know.
No, totally.
I think you should just stop in the beginning of the second one.
What, Tesvav?
Yeah,
That's
test
Vav,
on for a
yes.
few a minute or so,
He goes
right?
on for like a
No,
minute
I
and
said
he
I
glitched
hopped.
out.
I hopped the second I went off. That wasn't. That's okay. Let's start this Vav again. Ksiv asher lo toiv also b'soich amov. A person didn't do good in his nation. V'dashin and ze abav harsha. Somebody who comes with permission, who is abar al riv loy loy, and who decides to get involved with a fight that's not his. So that's an usher. V'davka, meaning let somebody who's in the fight, let him fight. V'davka, sheshnei bali dinin heim b'hir. But that's only when the bali dinim are in the city. And the lender, the borrower, I'm sorry, is a rough guy, and he's one of these guys who's always tiny. The Malvez just doesn't want to deal with him, so he's scared to deal with him. And he allows somebody else to do it. That's where you're over on the Isser of getting involved in a fight that's not his. But if the nitva's in a different city, and the guy with the complaints cannot even his can't be matriach himself to travel there, and he gets somebody else to do it. Actually, he's not only is he not doing something wrong, he's actually doing a mitzvah to save somebody who's being cheated from the person who's cheating him. So that's basically if you have a Beis Din in another city, and they call you to come, and it's difficult for you to come, so you can hire somebody else. Somebody who comes with a power of attorney in order to benefit from the schar, not because he wants to try and win the case, meaning he wants to overpower the case, mutter, then it is mutter. A person should distance himself even from making a shvuah when it's true as much as he can. Why? Because when you swear, you're using Hashem's name, etc., etc., and you're taking it to a high risk situation. You don't know. Maybe you're misunderstanding the whole situation. Yudzayin. Let's say a guy knows that he's forced to make a shvuah. Let's say it was an eid echad, so then the guy has to swear, and he knows, he sees this guy's getting ready to swear as a liar. This is a wild din, right? So then yispasher imoy, he should make a compromise, kifi avshari, as much as he can, v'lo yenichen elishava l'sheker, do not allow the guy to lie. Shenem ha-shvuah Hashem tiyeh bein shneim, because the pasuk says there's a shvuah between the two of them. V'dashinan melamed she'ashvuah chala al shneim, we learn out from this that the shvuah is chal on both, meaning,
What's that?
if one, If one of the Baalei Din ends up lying as a sheker, the other Baal Din also is going to take some of the heat for it.
Well, only when he was sick
Right?
gonna make him sicker.
So basically this guy has to take a loss because he knows he could win the case. He could force this guy to make a shvuah, and he knows this guy's gonna lie. He still has to take a loss. Right?
Okay.
Meaning you see that how much, because it's
Okay.
you're considered at fault if somebody else ends up lying.
Does he say anything there?
Fine. Yudches, kol zman she'odom zocher yochel lahayid la'olam. Whatever person remembers, right, you can say hey, this. Meaning, is there ever a length of time where you can no longer testify? So, and you don't have to be concerned that maybe it got old. Harbe, it got very old. Ain't a zocher aburia, he's not going to remember clearly. Afilu ain't a niska le'edus ela mitoicha ksav. And even if he only remembers it because he wrote it down, you know, the police officers also always write down their case. They don't remember anything. Right? Shekashmu, because when they hand him over what he wrote into his in his Pinchas, in his notebook, as to remember, for Shokach as the davar, and then he forgets it. And he only remembers when he reads it. That is enough to say edus. But that's only when he reads it, he taka remembers. And same thing, if somebody has to remind him, he could say edus. Even if the one who reminded him was his co-aide, was his co-witness. He tells him, you know, you don't remember, whatever. He says, oh, yeah. So then he could do it. Avlima, but if the one that he's testifying on their behalf says to him, you don't remember, blah, 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 that's no good. V'niskar, that makes him remember lawyer, then he cannot say edus. But what the Baal Din could do is the Baal Din could go to somebody else, to a third party, and tell him, you know, tell this witness to remember, da-da-da-da. Because that's considered remembering through somebody else and not the Baal Din, which is interesting because what is he hiring a third party? So we're playing games here. Right? So the pshat is that your the pshat is that we're afraid that he's going to embellish it. If the Baal Din himself reminds him, then he's going to embellish it. So therefore, you get a third party to say it, then he's just going to say what he was told to say, and that's it. Yutes. I'm sorry, aid who karav le'echad mi'balei dinim. Let's say an aid who's karav to one of the balei dinim, ay le'echad mi'dayanim, or to one of the dayanim, aisha aidim krayvim zel lezeh, or the aidim are krayvim to each other, afilu kurv al yedei nishtaseyim, and even if it's through marriage, through their wives, for amim psulim lahayat, sometimes they are going to be pasul le'edus, meaning, depending on how close a relative, first cousin, second cousin, once removed, third cousins, all that stuff. Afilu krayvim rak le'ha'arev. Even if they're only related to the guarantor, for Laila Laiva, you're not even related to the Laiva. Gamkin Psulan Laiva, it is possible to say Edus with the Laiva. Pasal Torah Edus Akroivim, and this that the Torah passed Edus of relatives, Laivim, not because there's a Chazaga that they love each other, Shere Psulam Ben. They're Pasal Edus whether they're going to support or go against. Alexeris Akosovu, it's Exeris Akosov. Even Moshe Aaron, tzaddikim, are not kosher to say edus on each other. Any aid who is a karev to one, any of those that we mentioned, or even if he's a karev and then they became distanced, meaning somebody died or somebody got divorced, and the dayanim don't know, tzarech lo'edi'ai, you need to let them. You need to let the Dayanim know. Yagidu and Yagidu, and they're going to say it to him,
Thinks that
Al
they
Pitoira,
fix themselves up.
right? Meaning they're going to say, like, halachically, you're not allowed to do this. Yesh Bekur Bazuki, they're the Pasadah. I mean, they're going to say, Al Pitoira, is this considered
Because in those
too
days,
much
they
or not? Chaf, shnei edim, she'echad yidei b'chaver shu rasha. Two edim. One of them knows when his friend that he's a rasha, pasul edus min ha-Torah. He knows he's pasul edus min ha-Torah. Ve'ena dayanam makirim b'rishay. But the dayanam have no recollect, they don't have no recognition that this guy is pasul. Asul le'lohay edima, he cannot say edus on him. Afal pishu edus emes, even though it's true edus, shenemar al toshas yotcha im rasha liyos eid chamas. Do not put your hand with a rasha to be an eid chamas. It's a gzeres akosavi, shekol edus batela, that the entire edus is batul afilu hem rabim. Even if it's a big edus, im echad meneim pasul, meaning let's say you have 100 edim, one of them is a relative, knocks out the whole edus. Bezu rasha shepasul edus min ha-Torah, and who is a rasha who's pasul edus? Kol shavar al davar shepasha yisrael shiyavera. It's a very interesting lashon. It's saying it doesn't have to be an avera that's just straight in the Torah. It's saying any avera that Klai Yisrael looks at it like it's an avera. Who davar shebalei sasim in a Torah, and it's a leis sasim in a Torah va'avar bezadim v'loy osa tshuva, and somebody's avera and it doesn't do tshuva. Meaning he did averas in the Torah and he didn't do tshuva. Avalim yesh l'tlay shalsa b'shkaga. But if you could think that maybe the guy did it by mistake, by batos, or by mistake shaloi yada, so he didn't even know the issus, so then loy nifsal b'leidus, then he is not pasul leidus. That's why if somebody's ever ate ksuba or ate kedushin, so sometimes misadik kedushin say, you know, you're kasha leidus, or did you do tshuva? Yeah. Fine. Simon Kuf Pei Beis, Hilchas Kenevo, Gzelo, Bai Tes Zion Seifim. So we start with one. Asur Ligzol or Lignov. This may come as news to many. You're not allowed to steal or to do Geneva, right? One of them means that he steals at night because he's afraid of people and Hashem, and one is where he does it during the day. He's not even afraid, he's only afraid, he's not afraid of people. So Afilu Kolshu, even a Mashu, Bain Misrael, Bain Me Nachri. It doesn't make a difference whether you steal from a Yid or whether you steal from a Goy. Isa Batana Doyle, Yo, Maisa Be'echot Shasipa Loi. She also avla legoy b'medidas atmarim shemachaloi. He said somebody. Tana Dvarayo says a guy told me that he did a avla to a guy in measuring the dates that he sold to him. V'achaka kana b'cholamay shem, and then with this stolen money, he went and kana b'cholamay shem, and he went and bought oil. V'nishbar apach, and then the jug broke. V'nishbar hashemen, and the oil spilled. For Marty, and I said to him, Baruch HaMokim She'en Lefon of Masai Ponim. Praised is the Mokim, meaning Hashem, that there's no such, you know, there's no partiality, meaning he made it, Hashem made it, that he got what's coming to him. Because the Pasuk says, Le Sashek Esriacha, do not rip off your friend, Veloy Sigzol, and don't steal. The Gezel HaGoy Gezel, and stealing from a Goy is considered stealing. Right, because the pasuk doesn't say anything about a yid or a goy. It says leisigzol, meaning so stealing from goyim is absolutely not allowed. Now you have sometimes that something, if the guy makes a mistake, you may not be mechuyev to fix the mistake, etc., etc. That's a whole different sugya. Okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night, and a good Shabbos, and besuras tovus.